Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Yes, can I speak with Shara?
This is she. Who am I speaking with?
This is Aldalise Ferrer.
Which patient are you calling for?
Dani Rodriguez Colon.
Yes. How can I help you today?
Yes, I want to find out when is the status, what is the first status, and when are they going to send someone?
Waiting for county approval. Let me see here. Okay. All right, so I'm happy you called me, actually. Listen, so here's the thing. You let me know that the patient was approved services, right?
Yeah, and they said they were going to send somebody to the house or her apartment and to assess how many hours she needs.
Okay, did anybody come yet?
No.
Okay.
Nobody's come and nobody's called.
And who told you, do you know who told you that someone's going to come down to check the hours?
The person from the main number, I guess, from Harrisburg.
Okay.
We were on the three-way.
So let me tell you what usually happens. When a patient's approved by us, we usually get, we have a website, and we're able to check if the waiver came through or not. Now, her waiver didn't come through last week, and then today when I came into the office again, I looked at it because it's the beginning of the month. It still didn't register. It didn't come on. So here's what it tells me. It tells me that she could be approved, but because of it could be approved, but it didn't come up on the website yet. Okay? So here's what it means for me. It means that she may have been approved, but she didn't. The waiver's not on the insurance. Now, if the waiver is not on the insurance, we can't continue processing her to the next status because it's very hard for us to do that because the waiver basically gives us the right of passage and allows us to continue with that assessment with the insurance to determine the hours. If she doesn't have that waiver,
we could call and make sure, I mean, because somebody did call me last week, and it was a person, and then they called, I guess, the Harrisburg or wherever it was.
What I will say is that, go ahead.
Yeah, we were on a three-way, and
okay.
they said they were going to send somebody, or they're going to call me first to set up a time and a date of them to come out to give her her hours.
I believe you. So what I will say is that it is the beginning of the month. What usually happens between the 1 and the 1st, the statuses get updated. So maybe the waiver is going to come through by tomorrow. Right now I'm not seeing it. So I could call in with you to the insurance, but it won't matter if we don't have that waiver showing. So I would say that if it doesn't come in by Wednesday, I'm going to check again tomorrow. I'll even give you a call back tomorrow. But if it doesn't come in by then, I would call into the county with you and see what's going on. Okay? Now, let's try and call into AmeriHealth again tomorrow.
All right? Okay.
Sounds good?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Alrighty. Sure. Take care. Bye-bye.